Well, at the end of August, the White House officially nominated Michael Botticelli to lead the Office of National Drug Control Policy, a move many view as a change at the ONDCP. And in that context, you did an excellent analysis of the ONDCP's budget. What did you find?
Well, I just looked at spending included in the ONDCP's budget going back about 10 years or so, looking specifically at the breakdown between spending on demand reduction activities, and that includes things like drug treatment and also drug use prevention, and also at things like supply reduction activities, which include domestic law enforcement and international law enforcement efforts. And what the numbers show is that the amount of money in that budget has increased since 2003. It's grown from roughly $17 billion to $25 billion annually. And looking at the overall breakdown between demand and supply reduction, the numbers show that that breakdown is roughly the same. In the ONDCP's 2015 budget request, for instance, they've got about 43% of their funds going to demand reduction and about 57% going to supply reduction. And that looks pretty close to what it was back in 2003.
So it appears that looking strictly at the numbers in terms of change of emphasis at the ONDCP from a criminal justice focus to a public health emphasis, the numbers say there really hasn't been much of a change.
Going by the numbers, yeah. Now, it's important, considering the ONDC budget. The ONDC budget is kind of a strange beast. It doesn't necessarily represent spending by the ONDCP itself, but rather it's kind of a catch-all account of spending in all federal agencies that have to do with drug use and drug control. And the requests and the appropriation for that spending, they tend to come from the agencies themselves and they get approved by Congress. That being said, the numbers do show that when you look at the overall government's efforts to combat and deal with drug use, they're focusing about the same amount on law enforcement activities and in relation to treatment and prevention activities as they were 10 years ago. Now, actually, if you were to narrow that window a bit, if you were to look at just, say, the last 4 or 5 years going back to 2010, back then, demand reduction activities accounted for 37% of the budget, and today they account for 43%. So there has been some shift more towards that treatment and prevention emphasis in recent years. And judging by the rhetoric coming out of the ONDCP, it's likely that that'll continue. But as the numbers show, that movement is pretty slow. And as you know, the government it's kind of a large, sprawling beast. So any change at the federal level tends to be very slow moving.
Well, also part of the budget is money for the Bureau of Prisons, right, which is a substantial part of all that money. Does it also, I was curious, did you find that that spending accounts for a lot of the military equipment, SWAT teams and stuff like that, or does that come to municipalities through other means?
I believe that comes to municipalities through other means, and yeah, that the question of the spending on military equipment is a really interesting one. You know, a lot of that equipment going to municipalities, I don't even know that it would necessarily be accounted on a budget because the municipalities are essentially getting it for free. It's essentially military surplus items that are going to these local agencies.
Right.
And it is worth noting that whole program of kind of arming cops as if they were soldiers, a lot of that goes back to the height of the drug war when lawmakers reasoned that if they were fighting a war on drugs, then law enforcement officials needed to be outfitted like warriors. And so a lot of that kind of that excess that we're really seeing today goes back, you know, 10 to 15 years to the war on drugs.
But in the end, as you point out in your article, that no matter how Mr. Botticelli approaches his job, the hard fact is the ONDCP has a goal to reduce overall drug use by 15% by 2015, if I have that right. But that, in spite of a gradual increase in the amount of spending over the past decade, drug use went up slightly last year.
Yeah, well, drug use, it's certainly on the rise if you look at the use of any illicit drug by Americans age 12 and over. And what I think you're seeing, not necessarily in the ONDCV, but among a lot of the other policy community, is kind of a moving away from this idea that we're going to live in a drug-free world or a drug-free society. There was actually just a big report released this week by an organization of a lot of former heads of state, Kofi Annan from the UN and others, who they were advocating basically for widespread decriminalization of drugs, primarily as a recognition that people are going to use drugs. And if that's the case, it's better for governments and regulatory bodies to be able to have some control over those markets, rather than the situation we have now, where because of blanket prohibition, all the control of that drug use and those drug markets is currently in the hands of the black market and these powerful drug trafficking agencies.
Well, Chris, is there anything else about your reporting on the ONDCP and its budget that may be of interest that I did not ask you?
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting to keep an eye on the ONDCP in these final years of the Obama administration and on federal drug policy in general. You had Chuck Todd, who's now the host of Meet the Press. He was on record a week or two ago saying that he suspects drug, or particularly marijuana use and marijuana criminalization, might be a significant issue in the 2016 presidential campaign. So it's going to be an interesting couple of years of drug policy, considering the states who are moving towards liberalizing and sometimes legalizing their cannabis laws, as well as a shift in emphasis at the ONDCP. And it'll be worthwhile seeing if these federal budgetary numbers, if they change to match the rhetoric, the new rhetoric coming out of the ONDCP.
Well, Chris Ingram, I want to thank you so much for taking time to chat with Cannabis Radio News.
No problem. Happy to be here.